Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
It's Monday. That means a new week of Southern Miss Eagle Hour talk right here on Super Talk Mississippi. We're glad you're with us today. Bob Getty, Dima Mixon. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here on kind of a cloudy Monday afternoon, but a Monday that we haven't had a chance to talk about in a long time, and that's Southern Miss winning a game against a conference opponent. 38-22 over App State. How long had it been, Dima?
Well, I can say this, that I have never been able to talk about this as I've been on the Eagle Hour. So that'll tell you
that's
right
stunning.
There. I've never been able to talk about a Southern Miss win over an FBS opponent since I've been on the Eagle Hour. So.
That's just stunning.
So
how long had it been, I think you saw?
667 days.
38-22, were you at all surprised at the apparent ease of it?
You know, it was the red zone turnovers really helped them at the start of that game. I really thought, as I said all week, that Southern Miss would be able to move the ball, which they did, and they actually hit the point total that I thought they were going to hit. I said 38-31 Southern Miss. They won 38-22. So
he's bragging.
No, but no. I mean, really, the game turned when App State's quarterback got injured, and then Southern Miss's defensive line played probably their best game of the season, and really showed what they're made of. Especially Jamon Tapp, who had 3 sacks in the game, which is really big for Southern Miss. And something that App State hadn't played against so far, and that's something that I talked about last week, was they haven't played on the defensive line like Southern Miss's. So Jamon Tapp, 8 pressures, 5 hurries, 3 sacks. He was the highest graded player at the game on PFF, 92.3, which I can't remember the last time a Southern Miss player scored in the 90s on PFF.
Mm-hmm. You know, the stats are a little odd. App State led in total yardage 470 to 389, time of possession 36-36 to 23-24. But the only stat that really mattered, Dima, was the scoreboard stat. It was so good to see the Golden Eagles win a game like that. How big a role did the injury to the App State quarterback play in the outcome, in your opinion?
It played a big role, especially considering that App State didn't really move the ball in the second half. You know, second string quarterback wasn't ready for that moment. But really, the game was decided on the 3 red zone turnovers App State had. The first drive of the game where they threw an interception. Obviously, the pick 6 by Ian Foster, one of the more crazier plays that I've seen as a Southern Miss.
Right.
As covering Southern Miss. And then the third one at the end of the second half when App State looked like they were going to be able to cut into the lead before halftime, and another interception in the red zone. So you're talking about taking at least 9, if not 21 points off the board for App State in that game. So the yards, you know, and something we'll hear about from Coach Huff in a minute, you know, he doesn't really care if you know, they have more yards than them as long as they don't have more points.
Let's hear what he said, Damon.
Yeah, let me pull it up. You put me on the spot. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so this is what he said on those red zone turnovers.
Yeah, I think that's why we have these metrics, because you can't really look at this stat sheet and say, oh, we held them to X amount of yards rushing, X amount of yards passing. You got to have some metrics that are defense friendly. They walk the ball all the way down the field. We got a turnover. I'll take that every day. They walk the ball all the way down the field. We got another turnover. I'll take that every day. But if you look at the stat sheet, they probably had 200 yards on those 2 drives alone. You know what I'm saying? So offenses are too good, so it's really not a stats thing anymore. You got to create some, we call it momentum stoppers. You know, how do you stop momentum? You get them off the field at some point, not just necessarily 3 and out. Maybe it's 6 and out. you know, from a defensive perspective. Maybe it's getting down in the red zone and forcing a field goal rather than giving up six. Maybe it's forcing a missed kick, you know, whatever that may be. So I think offenses are too good, especially Coach Lockley. I mean, he's been doing it at a high level. He's really good at putting his players in good position. You're not going to look at the stat sheet and say, man, they only had 90 yards rushing. That doesn't happen in competitive games. You know, we go play the New York Jets. It's a little different, if that makes sense.
We're not going to play the Jets, are we?
I don't think so.
Bad as they are, we're not going to play them, are we?
Not as bad as the Bengals, but they are pretty bad.
Yeah, well, they're really bad now.
Yeah, Jim Burrow.
Yeah. So he doesn't care about that. I don't care about it either. The only thing I cared about was 38-22 and seeing the Golden Eagles walk off the field feeling good about themselves.
Correct. And this is the first winning record for Southern Miss since 2023 as well. They're 2-1. They were 1-0. That was the last winning record in 2023. So it's been a long time since Southern Miss has been able to sit here. And Bob, if we look at the Sun Belt standings, Southern Miss is also on top of the Sun Belt standings in first place.
Yeah, and as you, and we'll go over that later in the show. You look at some of the Sun Belt scores, and it makes you think that the Golden Eagles could conceivably go on a run here, and should have the chance to win every game they play the rest of the year. I emphasize a chance, but would you agree with that?
Yes, for sure. I mean, we all said that this game was so big for so many reasons, and the reason. Another one of those reasons was the fact of if they win 2-1, and you look at the next 3 weeks of what they match up against with these next three teams, La Tech, Jacksonville State, Georgia Southern. I mean, conceivably they could be 4-1, 5-1 heading into the blockbuster matchup with Louisiana. So,
who just looked terrible this weekend?
Right, exactly. Nobody on this schedule really scares you, I think, other than South Alabama and Troy, which come at the end of the season.
You'll have to give me the allergy bugs. Have just about overwhelmed me. Louisiana lost to Missouri 52-10. I mean, that's just not even competitive. Hey, around the league real quick, let's run down it. Arkansas State lost to number 12 Iowa State 24-16, but that was a very competitive
game. Yeah, I'm going to comment on that one. Man, that Arkansas State got absolutely robbed in that game. They scored the go-ahead touchdown late in the game with like 3 minutes left. It was 14-13 or something like that. And they scored a game-winning three consecutive game-winning touchdowns by Arkansas State scored. All three of them brought back by penalties.
What? Three?
Three. Three in a row. On three consecutive plays, they scored.
You're kidding.
Three in a row. Holding call, pass interference call, whatever.
Dang. Auburn beat South Alabama 31-15. Georgia State beat Murray State 37-21. Missouri again beat Louisiana. Georgia Southern beat Jacksonville State, an upcoming opponent, 41-34. Memphis beat Troy 28-7. Marshall beat Eastern Kentucky 38-7. ODU beat Virginia Tech. That's a bit of a surprise, I thought. 45-26. You got any thoughts about that?
Yeah, that was a... It was 28-0 at halftime, and I think they'd already fired their head coach. Virginia Tech did by halftime.
Really?
No, but he did get fired the next morning. He didn't last too long there. So
really? East Carolina beat Coastal 38-0, and that begs the question, what has happened to Coastal Carolina?
Yeah, that score was very shocking to me, especially considering it was at Coastal Carolina. That was also a sellout. That was a sellout at Coastal Carolina, and East Carolina went in there and just drubbed them. So I don't know.
38-0.
That was very shocking.
Arizona State beat Texas State 34-15. I'm beginning to think once again this year, that maybe Texas State is a little overhyped. Dima, is that fair?
Well, I don't know if you can say that after an Arizona State win. Obviously, they went to UTSA last week and beat them, which is pretty big. I think they're probably the best Sun Belt team remaining on the Southern Miss schedule, if I could say that. Maybe you could make an argument for South Alabama or Troy. Mm-hmm. Really, the last four games for Southern Miss are really going to be tough.
Look out for Arkansas State.
Yeah, and they're a part of that four game. So this is Southern Miss's last four games: at Arkansas State, Texas State at home, at South Alabama, and then Troy at home. Those four games are going to be just critical to seeing where this team can go.
Yeah. But there's a win under the belt, and overall, man, a good night. This, I don't want to get into things that they argue and fight about on Eagle Post and other sites, but it wasn't a great crowd, let's be honest. No, it wasn't a great crowd, and I think that had to be a little bit of – if there was a disappointment Saturday night, that probably had to be it.
Yeah, I think so. I was, you know, very disappointed with the crowd. I thought, you know, I don't think they had half the fans that were there for the Jackson State game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're going to be fully honest. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and you're talking about how big of a game that was for the program.
Right.
Now, I do think if they continue to win, there might be more fans coming throughout the season. But I think that was a really poor showing.
And in fairness to the fans, I mean, they won one game last year. You know, they were 1-11 last year.
Yeah.
It's just been a very miserable two or three years in a row, so I don't think you can cast too much shade on fans that maybe decided to save their money and see how things get down the line. And you know, Dima, there's that other problem that I think all college – I was reading about the decline in attendance of college football this morning over the last 2 years, and I just believe part of it is – now all you have to do is get in the recliner, pour yourself a cold drink, and sit down and watch the TV in your living room.
Right, that is part of it. But also the other part of it is, like, I think the tickets should just be a little bit less expensive, especially to Southern Miss games. And I'm not, like, an expert on it, but it's, you know, $80 a person to go to a Southern Miss game. You're talking about taking a family of four. That's almost $300. Then you know, everybody's going to want concessions and all this stuff and parking. It's just a lot to get your family out there.
It gets expensive. All right, when we come back, Marshant Kenny's going to give us his take. Happy to say, too, that our good buddy Lee Roberts is back. He's back healthy and ready to go, and he'll be on the Eagle Hour every Tuesday starting tomorrow. But next, let's hear what Marshant says on a Monday. Marshant Kenny next on the Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Opening segment of the show was sponsored, of course, by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to go for dinner tonight. Great place to cater your next Southern Miss event. We highly recommend Dickie's Barbecue Pit. This segment with Marshant Kenny, sponsored by Eagle Tire West. Former baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him and his staff for premium Goodyear products, a full-service auto and truck service facility as well. They're next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. They're family-operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. All right, it's Monday. We're going to do something every Monday now moving through football season called Marshant's Monday Thoughts, and we're going to go to legendary Hall of Famer Marshant Kenny down in the Big, Big Easy. And Marshant, Dima was telling me that it was the first time we had beaten a conference opponent since he started on the Eagle Hour 2 years ago. But it felt good to see him walk off the field with a conference W for a change. Right, my man?
Oh, man, all the hopes and dreams of joining the Sun Belt for the past few years, it seemed, turned into nightmares and cold sweats. So, yeah, man, it just felt good. Good. Bob, Dima. Is Dima there, right there?
Dima's right here.
Man, you feeling as good as I am?
You know, it definitely would feel good to be a Southern Miss fan. And another thing, Marshant, is that I think the way they beat them, which was, you know, I don't think anybody would have thought that game would have felt almost quote unquote over by the third quarter, but it really did. I mean, they really dominated in every facet of the game, and they even left a lot of points off the board. They really could have won that game by a lot more than they did.
Absolutely. Great takes right there, and put an exclamation point on what you said. It just felt right at the Rock again for full quarters. You know, their highs and lows of the game, but for full quarters, it just felt right again. It felt like, you know, Reggie's running at the Rock again. The nasty bunch is just getting really nasty. It just felt right. And at halftime, oh, man, what a good feeling. You know, my section, a lot of people around me, just gave the team a standing ovation as they walked into the locker room for halftime, because it was more of a thankful, clap and cheer. Just thank you for making us feel normal again at the Rock, man.
Correct. I think it was also
Coach
a relief.
Coach got this thing cooking, man.
Yeah, no, great. All right, Barchette, let's break it down. Tell us. Let's start with your specialty. Tell us what you saw defensively, what you like about this team, and where you think the team still needs some improvement defensively.
Well, a highlight right now, a friend of mine asked me, you know, what's your highlight group of all the groups on the team that you think has played the best? And I think overall in the entire team, it's the DBs. I mean, they got playmakers, and I mean, you know, some of the plays from the other night were just absolutely special. The 98-yard interception return, you know, three sacks from defense, one guy. I mean, it's just – but the DBs definitely are a highlight group right now. Another takeaway from the game, you know, Chris Jones and Montgomery, I'm always watching those guys as linebackers. And what I love to see, especially in Chris Jones, I mean, he's got all the talent in the world. I wasn't that fast. And his neck might be bigger than mine, too. Man, he's got a neck on him. But he was playing under control, and I loved it. Because you can be fast at linebacker, run all over the place, but all you're doing is running all over the place. He got himself under control, which means he trusts his talent, he trusts his eyes, and he made one play where he hit a lineman and shucked the guy with both hands and the shoulder pads with a proper shoulder, shed the block, got off, form tackled the running back, slammed him. I mean, that, you know, some people like deep balls and stuff like that, running back runs. Man, that's what gets me going. Chris Jones, perfect feet, perfect form, shedding blocks and making tackles. So it was just a lot, it felt a lot more controlled out there, a lot more discipline, rough, tough. Braylon had so many moments where you see why he's considered the best quarterback in the Sun Belt. You know, we still got some stuff to work on, no doubt about it. We do. But it just felt a little bit more controlled and disciplined, tough Southern Miss football, what I saw out there.
Marchant, offensively, are you seeing week-to-week improvement from the most important part of the offense, the O-line?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I don't know what was going on with the O-line the last 4 years. We'll just, you know, drop that statement. But now, it's a much better approach of big boys up front, which is, to me, you know, I'm a defensive guy, but I'm going to call it what it is. The most important group on a football team is the offensive line. I said all 32 picks in the NFL draft the first round should be all linemen. I know you want your quarterback hit them in the second round. But those guys are definitely doing a great job for Braylon, making him make throws. So proud of the upgrades we've got on the O-line. They look leaner. They look, you know, they play a little nastier. I love all that stuff. And but one thing I'm noticing, though, with the offense, still, I love Blake Anderson as an OC. His potential's through the roof. Y'all remember the numbers he put up with Coach Fedora. I mean, it was fun to watch that offense. We had a chance to put the pedal to the metal. We were up 24-7, and we got a little conservative on back-to-back series. And sure enough, lost the momentum. App State scores. It's 24-14. I wish pedal to the metal offense for full quarters. And I know there have to be breaks. People get tired. The O-line gets tired. But, man, a little bit more when it's time to go for the jugular. Go for the jugular, man. I thought we could have scored 50-plus the other night. It was that good. It was that good of a performance. And if that's my problem, man, you know, y'all should not let me come on air anymore. That's my biggest problem.
Just want to blow everybody out.
I do. Yeah, man, I'm like the 70 to nothing. Why not?
Hey, that's what what's his name at LSU said, Brian Kelly.
He had a great presser, didn't he?
That was something else. Braylon, I think, had another quiet day, 250 yards, three touchdowns plus. Him on that, I mean, he just makes so many plays with those legs, Marchant, that just are like, man, if Southern Miss, did not have that, I don't know where this team would be. He is, I think, clearly clearly, now that we are 3 weeks in, the best quarterback in the Sun Belt.
Oh, yeah. What you want at that quarterback position is just somebody stable and solid and a leader and confident. And he is every bit of that. And what I love most about him, we could talk about his awesome talent as much as, you know, we can. Everybody knows that he's the guy. He's QB1, and there's nobody else right now. But what I love about him, he doesn't get rattled. Watch him in a game. You know, play doesn't go right for him. You know, something bad goes with the offense. He just watch his demeanor. It's solid. It's stable. It's confident. He's a Coach Huff guy. No wonder they're so close. Mm-hmm. I mean, Coach Huff wants him leading his team because he's basically Coach Huff's at the quarterback position from a leadership perspective, hiking the ball.
Marchette, I've observed watching Coach Huff now 3 games that he seems to have this ability to be the clear leader and disciplinarian of the team. He's an old school guy in many ways, but he's really relatable to these kids, dancing with them a little bit on the sidelines, interacting with them. He just seems to be a coach very confident in himself and very confident in the way he's handling his football team.
Oh, he's a leader in every sense of the word. And what I love about him, I've described him so many times to people, is he's all about the process. You know, it wins, losses, stuff on campus, social life, things can go awry if you get caught up in the mess. Focus on the process day to day. You're going to get better. The wins are going to come. Success is going to come. Don't get distracted. Just do the process right. And he says it with conviction. And what I love about that kind of vibe from your head coach, your leader, is Angela told me something. My wife, we were breaking down the schedule. And I looked, I said, you know, here, this game, that game. You know, but I was basing it off of what I just saw. And she kind of hinted, you know, this team's probably going to get better because of the way Coach Huff coaches. And I said, huh, with that in my mind, with Coach Huff, I can't imagine being in the film room even after a win. If you messed up, you better get it right the next game. Mm-hmm. We're just going to get better and better. It makes you look at the schedule a little different after what we did Saturday night. I'd be shocked if they don't improve from what they showed Saturday. So a lot of Texans have their hands full, I will tell you that. It won't be an easy game at Ruston, but they are going to have their hands full.
About a minute left, and I did want to ask you about that. Tech play, you know, you're from Louisiana. You know about kids from Louisiana.
I was born south of I-10. Okay. You know, I'm from the south. Anything north I-10 is the north.
Okay.
You know, Ruston is Yankees. Canada, Arkansas.
Yankees is what you're saying, north of I-10.
Yankees above I-10.
We don't much like Yankees, huh, Marcia?
Yeah, don't say Louisianians. It's north. It's all north.
They'll be scrappy and tough, though, Saturday night, defending their home field, won't they, at Tech?
Oh, let's call it what it is. I was thinking of the game at La Tech. You know, a lot of people frustrated. They're back with us in the Sun Belt. I loved it. I did, because it creates heat, it creates smack talk, creates rivalries. That's what makes college football great. Mm-hmm. But they are going to try to make a statement, because they know when Southern Miss is on, we are the team. Mm-hmm. We will be the team that nobody's seen before. Not James Madison, not Coastal, whatever y'all done. Southern Miss, because we've been doing this for a long time. So, yeah, they're going to put their best foot forward. And what I love, like I said, Coach Huff is a process guy, and every flaw that was made in that game, he's all over it. He's all over it, and they're going to improve on that on a Saturday.
All right, Mondays with Marchant. He's agreed to it. He's going to be with us every Monday at 1:20. And, you know, we always look forward to having you, brother. We look forward to having you back on the show Monday and break down that Tech game for us.
Let's do it, man, and let's get a big win on Saturday. And as always, Dima, Bob, you two do an incredible job. I appreciate you more than you know, man. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, our buddy Marchant Kenny, the legendary Hall of Famer Marchant Kenny. We'll be back. You got another sound bite coming up, right?
Well, I just looked up there. I think I see Kelly's plane landing. I think he'll be back sometime this week.
It's coming down fast, so yeah. Kelly must be in the front. We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, DBAT sponsors this segment of our program. We love the guys down at DBAT. Luke Reynolds and all those guys do expert baseball, softball, adult sport training. They've got a beautiful facility, got a great pro shop, got expert trainers that can help you be better in any sport you choose, and we certainly encourage you to take advantage of that beautiful facility here in Hattiesburg. Here's another one. Home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything for your next home project, lawn or garden project as well. It's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. It is gorgeous inside. And local folks eager to help you. 7329 US 98 West in Hattiesburg. Be sure to tell Hank and all the great local folks at MCS Home Center that their friends on Eagle Hour said hello. And if you can't catch our show live every day, you can always follow up, and lots of you do, on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. We're very, very grateful to everybody that tunes into our program every day. And thank you for the visiting and the kind words I got from a few listeners Saturday night. That was great fun to visit with you. And I always encourage you to come up and talk to me. I really enjoy meeting you and enjoy talking to you. All right, Dima. Coach had plenty to say Saturday night. Let's set up the next soundbite.
Yeah, so, it's obviously a big win for the program, big win for Southern Miss. And over the past several years, when teams like App State would come in here, you know, they'd be 15-point favorites, and App State would always, you know, you'd always think, well, they could win, but, you know, they're going to have to do a lot. And Saturday really showed the change in the program. And I think that's what Coach Huff thought after the game. And I think he kind of proved himself when they won that game.
Think the same old Southern Miss, and it won't be ever again when he's up here. So we got a lot of work to do, but you're not just coming here and chalking up a win. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be competitive. It's going to be disciplined. It's going to be coached well. We're going to play hard. I'm not saying we're going to win every game, but you just don't get on the plane and come to Hattiesburg anymore and expect to leave with a win. It's not happening ever again as long as I'm here. Now, we may lose next week, but it won't be because we just went out there and showed up. It's going to be because they came down, they out-competed us, out-opportunity us, but it's not the same old Southern Miss.
Man, that's news to my ears. What do you say?
I'd say I would have liked that quote probably 4 weeks from now.
Let me say that's good news. That's what I meant to say, good news to my ears.
No, it is. I mean, I think, you know, I would have liked to heard that quote about 3 weeks from now when it's, you know, they have a couple more games under their belt. But, I mean, it shows his confidence in his program, and I think he proved himself this week. Not like he had to prove himself because he's already done it at other places, but he's never done this, Bob, where he came to a school and took in a 1-11 team over the offseason, through the transfer portal, through everything that he was given, and transformed the team to being able to blow out App State at home, basically, on Saturday night. And now, when you look at the rest of the schedule, I mean, if they play like that against App State, they should be – they should at least compete to win every game on the rest of their schedule. Not saying they're going to win, but they should at least compete in every game.
I think for the first time in several years, Southern Miss fans can legitimately start looking at the possibility of enjoying a postseason bowl game.
Oh, no question. And, it was interesting to me. I was looking at bowl projections on ESPN this morning, and it was kind of surprising to me to see that Southern Miss wasn't in those bowl projections. And actually, Patrick McGee on Twitter actually tweeted that out last night, I believe. I saw it this morning, just in major bowl projections that they weren't in them yet. And he said, I think it was like a 73% chance Southern Miss has 6-plus wins. So I'd expect if they didn't win this week, I'd expect probably next week they beat Jacksonville State, you'll see some bowl projections.
I do want to say kudos to the students. They keep showing up, and they were loud and having a good time. And appreciate the fact that the students show so much support. All right, Dima, I want to throw a curveball at you here. I want you to tell me, after three games, the most surprising team in the Sun Belt from a positive standpoint to you.
I mean, it's got to be Southern Miss. I mean, out of every team in the Sun Belt, it's got to be Southern Miss. I mean, it's no question. I think right now, I mean, teams are looking at Southern Miss saying, man, you know, if this worked, bringing Huff to Hattiesburg, bringing the Marshall players that they brought and all the other players they brought – this team should compete for a Sun Belt title. Not saying they're going to get to a Sun Belt championship game, but they should be in the mix to represent the West, for sure.
All right, the biggest disappointment so far to you is?
I think Georgia Southern so far. I was really high on them coming into the season. They did not look great against Fresno State in that first game, which I thought was winnable for them. They got blown out. They got blown out by USC, which I think pretty much any Sun Belt team would have. But and then Jacksonville State, when they hosted them this weekend, you know, they were losing for most of that game and kind of came back at the end and won. So that game does not look as daunting as I thought it did in the start of the schedule when Southern Miss goes there.
I'm going to give you two outliers. I think Arkansas State is shaping up to be a very difficult game on the road for the Golden Eagles. I think if you can compete to that degree against the 12th ranked team in the country, you know, I mean, I don't know why Iowa State was there playing. That was some sort of business deal I wasn't privy to, but unusual setting, and Arkansas State almost pulled off a huge upset.
They definitely should have won.
And I think the biggest disappointment so far in the league from my standpoint is Coastal. They just look atrocious.
Yeah, I don't know really what's going on there. Getting blown out by East Carolina at home is crazy. They didn't even look competitive when they played Virginia in that first game. And then I can't remember what the final score was of that week two game. I'm going to get it back up here. When they played the FCS opponent, but I'm pretty sure that was a pretty close game too. So let me so 13-0 over Charleston Southern for Coastal. So competitive FCS game at home. So yeah, that's been a surprise. And like you said, I think the West has got four teams that could win it in Texas State, Southern Miss, Arkansas State, and I mean, you could say five teams. Louisiana and Troy are probably just right there.
Well, it's you know, as we've said, Louisiana Tech on the road this Saturday night. That's a 6:30 game. Not going to be easy. I think the thing about Louisiana Tech, and it was one game. You and I talked about how in-state rivalries and when smaller in-state schools get an opportunity to play an LSU, let's say, they probably are just a little more geared up than normal. But Louisiana Tech really gave you know, gave LSU some competition for a good while in Baton Rouge, and as we see, LSU's pretty dadgum good. I look for a pretty competitive game.
Yeah, I mean, they were able to hang around. I don't think they scored till the fourth quarter, if I remember correctly, for Louisiana Tech. And LSU just, I mean, they didn't really move the ball on LSU, but their defense looked pretty good. And I think that's something that Southern Miss fans are going to see Saturday night. They hosted New Mexico State this weekend in Ruston. Louisiana Tech did and won 49-14, that was their Conference USA opener. And so they just blew them out, and they were 9-point favorites. The early line on the game right now is Louisiana Tech, a 3-point favorite over the Golden Eagles. The over-under set at 51.5, so expecting a lower scoring game. You know, I don't they've had some quarterback trouble, so I don't really know who's going to start, excuse me, for Louisiana Tech on Saturday. I know last week they went with Baker, 228 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. They run the ball a lot, so expect a pretty heavy running game from Louisiana Tech. And their defense is probably one of the best the Southern Miss have seen so far.
I always like to read all the social media that surrounds Southern Miss athletics, because it does give you a feel for, if you can weed out the insanity, it does give you a feel for things that are on people's mind among the fan base. And we obviously deal with the fan base, so we're always interested in that. I did find it interesting, and you know, just to be perfectly open with everybody, I did send an email this morning to the president's office politely and respectfully, and as an alumni, ask about the decision that was made about around many, many universities around the country this weekend. Dima, was some recognition and moments of silence, and however the schools chose to recognize you know, the tragic death of Charlie Kirk. And that didn't happen here, and I've sent a letter to find out, you know, what the thinking was, and if there's a response, we'll share it. But real quickly, and we're not being political, I mean, everyone is entitled to their opinion, and there was a variant of opinions about that Saturday night and Sunday, but you expressed to me that perhaps you were a little surprised as well.
I was disappointed that there was no moment of silence. I mean, you put politics aside with things like these, it doesn't matter if he was what he was standing for, right or left. This is a man who is a husband of two kids and had a beautiful wife in Erica Kirk, who was assassinated on U.S. soil by a U.S. citizen for his political beliefs. the reason the flags are half staff at every single game you went to this weekend is because of Charlie Kirk. Let's have 30 seconds of silence before we cheer and drink before a football game and just have a moment of reverence for a man that his life was taken too soon. It's not hard. It's not hard to do. So I was very disappointed that did not happen. And I'm not scared of saying that.
An American citizen murdered on an American college campus for exercising his First Amendment rights.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway. All right, when we come back, other sports played over the weekend. The results not quite as good. Did they score?
They did not.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. They're very good friends of ours, and we encourage you to have lunch with Slade and all his great gang 5 days a week. Catch a good meal. Now, I'll tell you what. Saturday night, go down, order yourself a shrimp poor boy, get a couple cold PBRs, sit back, enjoy the tech game on the TV if you can't go down to 4th Street Bar and Grill, because you know it will be on the air. Also, Genesis of Hattiesburg had a great time there last week. Really appreciate Mr. Grubbs, Kevin, and that gang. Official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Sedans and SUVs from Genesis are beautiful, as is the new exclusive Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And, of course, hello to our good buddies at Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. All right, Dima, news and notes.
Yes, so volleyball won on Friday. They beat Mercer in 3-0 during the sets at the Mississippi Hattiesburg Invitational. They swept Mercer with 3-0, but then they lost on Sunday, 3-1 to Mississippi State, which that was a sellout crowd, Bob. They had almost 1,000 people there at that volleyball game, so that was pretty cool. Soccer lost 4-2 against Georgia State to open up.
They scored twice to
open up Sunbelt play. Upcoming on the schedule, golf, men's golf is going to be at the JT Poston Invitational on September 15th, which is today. That should get started pretty soon. Women's golf is at the Hillcrest Country Club. That starts today as well. Men's tennis is at the University of Arkansas today. Women's golf is going to be all week up there at Hillcrest. And then the JT Poston Invitational for men's golf as well is going to be all day. And Southern Miss football, obviously back in action at Louisiana Tech. Speaking of Southern Miss football, Ian Foster was named the Sunbelt Football Defensive Player of the Week with a career-high 12 tackles and a 99-yard pick six, which is third longest in Southern Miss football history.
It was a pretty play, too. No question about it.
No doubt it.
Tell you what, you can hate them, you can love them, you can be indifferent about Mississippi State, but you got to give kudos to the state athletic department. They've sent their football team down here to play. They've sent their volleyball team down here to play. they are not shy about coming down here and competing with Southern Miss and athletics. And I just, well, look at the crowd yesterday. Look at the weekend crowd at the volleyball complex. Tell me why every school in Mississippi isn't doing this.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it's stupid that they still go to Pearl to play Ole Miss in baseball. Like, that should be a home-on-home every single week. I mean, not week.
100%.
Every single year.
Every week may be a little
yeah, that
much.
Might be a little,
with,
every single year, baseball, they should be going up to Oxford. They should be coming here. Speaking of baseball, Bob, you'll be happy to hear this. Fall baseball in action this weekend. Ding, ding, ding.
There we go.
You can go out to the Pete Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and sit and enjoy some baseball.
They're going to play scrimmage games, huh?
Yeah.
Right out of the gate.
There we go.
Ran into Kobe Allen and J.B. Middleton Saturday night at the football game. And J.B. Middleton, I'm sure he doesn't mind anybody knowing, it's like so many former Southern Miss athletes, says as soon as baseball ends, he's moving back to Hattiesburg. They like it here, don't they?
They love it here. They love it here. And you know where he's going to be at? He's going to be at the Pete watching his team.
You know he is. And look, I got to tell you, man, I really got some glowing praise from some of the guys Saturday night about the new pitching coach. Now, Oz is still obviously in charge of the pitching, but as everybody knows, they brought over Louisiana's pitching coach. And these kids really like him. You know, they got a – we talk about the players a lot, Dima, but what a coaching staff Oz has here, man.
It's incredible. I mean, it's no secret why they're as good as they are each year, and this year they're going to continue to be that good. Southern Miss baseball is at a place right now where it's not about rebuilding. It's just reloading every single year, and there's no doubt about it.
Right. Yep, that is absolutely correct. Hearing rumors, too, there's going to be some pretty exciting news about a home series with a West Coast franchise here, a university that plays really good caliber of baseball themselves. And then so you do that, Dima, and then you go out to Texas and you play Oregon State and Baylor and schools like that. Then I think the third weekend of the season is going to be a home series with Louisiana Tech.
Yep.
Jumping right into the skillet right out of the gate, right?
Yes. Now, speaking of Louisiana Tech, one thing about I was curious about, you know, they're entering in the Sun Belt a year early, starting next season.
Right, right.
The game, the football game, Louisiana Tech at Southern Miss, has been taken off the schedule for next season. So I'm wondering, and I want to ask Jeremy about that next time we have him on. I know I asked him at it Buffalo Wild Wings a couple weeks ago. That was before I saw this, though. So wondering where Southern Miss could play for their third non-conference game next season for football. That is now in the air of where they're going to play, if they're going to get somebody here to play. You know, so it's kind of hard to make a scheduling change this late. We're talking about a year out. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see where that falls next season.
What's Ohio State doing? They got an open date that week?
They're probably playing Alcorn State or something. I don't know.
Who'd they beat up on Saturday?
Ohio. Yeah. Well, Bobcats.
State school.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Can't complain. They're off this week.
We're happy to say that Lee Roberts is back to normal. Lee's going to be joining us every Tuesday. Dear friend to all of us here. I know you think the world of Lee Roberts.
Yes,
we all
amazing.
Do.
I saw him in the press box Saturday, and he seemed to be doing great.
If you know Lee Roberts, you can't help but love him. And we're really glad to have him back. Glad, more so than anything, we're glad that he's feeling good, back
and
on
healthy.
His feet, and things are back to normal. We'll be back tomorrow at 1. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.